Yes. There we go. Welcome to the Work Zone, Jacaranda FM. Okay, so I promised you an article. There's something I want to share with you because it gives me perspective in two things, in the products that we sell in our businesses, or even sometimes how we show up and how we want people to perceive or receive us. So ek sien hierdie vanoggend, is your product's worst enemy. I'm going to give it to you again. Praise is your product's worst enemy. I think of this in the context of when we do our events at work, right? So you have just organized your event as a team and as an events team, and people come back and they say, oh, what a wonderful time we've had, and they only give you praise. And this article talks about how you actually don't just want that. You also want them to tell you what didn't work. So you want actual feedback, right? En hier in hierdie artikel praat hulle van how negativity could be the gift that keeps on giving, especially for the product that you're selling, whether you are a retailer or dalk het jy 'n besigheid by die huis, nê? Of dalk is jy 'n verteenwoordiger, you're a rep, and you have a potential product that you want to invest in, that you want to introduce to the markets, and they're saying, you know what, positive feedback is wonderful, but it is that fuzzy blanket founders have found, because us as manufacturers or creators, we wrap ourselves in it and we say, oh, it's so wonderful to get this positive feedback. They talk about how you can't build if you only get positive feedback from the things that you are sell or that you're representing. And I think of how sometimes we go home and sulk when we get feedback and it's not so good, right? It's negative. And they say negative is good because you can build on that and realize, where did I go wrong, or how can I make the consumer, my client, feel better, service them better if I know what the loopholes or the negativities are. Hulle praat hier van hoe positiviteit, it says it's good, great, happy, wonderful. Negativity is bad, terrible, sad, horrible. So they give an emotion and an absence to this feeling or progress that we really want. It's a very long article that talks about positivity, trust issues, all of that in how we present our products to people, right? But right at the end, they say this, and hoekom het ek gesê dit is vir ons persoonlikhede ook verteenwoordigend? This is how. Sometimes people meet you and they say, oh, hy is aan my nors, altyd, jy weet. Of, oh, see, I often get the one where they say, she's always positive. Ah, hoekom lag sy so baie? So remember, any feedback can serve us. What if the people are right? What if I do rock up positive all the time? Perhaps there's a learning in that. Or what if you, miskien is jy nors? Okay, I know no one asked them, right? But it doesn't matter. They are giving us feedback about a product, or perhaps about a personality trait. It ends up by saying this. It says, in the next 7 days, there's a challenge for all of us in our businesses. It says, find at least 3 users, people, clients, all right, that is unhappy with your product. Then set up calls with them because we want to learn where they have disconnected with us or the product. They say, don't defend, don't explain, just listen. And ask them to elaborate and take notes. And they reckon in this is where the real learning is, because as I mentioned the title earlier, they say praise is your product's worst enemy. This week, may you grow in your business. Growth is not easy always. You know, we need feedback. Tough one for me. But may you grow and may it go well. And may we take feedback into account so that we can thrive in the workplace.
Robin Ross. We got a challenge from our producers.